Hi everyone, we are back. Thank you for joining us again. Today we have a special guest who is very excited to be here.
Her face is so happy to be here.
Hi mommy.
Hi.
Okay, so today we're gonna talk a little bit about women and female friendships and women being real with each other in a church setting, because it's easier when you're at home or you go to lunch or something.
You mean when you have your own group of friends?
Yeah, but we are going to talk about how women interact with each other in a more formal setting. What do you think, mommy? Women being real with each other.
Barbadian women?
Yeah, well, we could only talk for Barbadian women.
Yeah, that's all we basically
are. Why do you think that is harder when, like, okay, you have the women's meetings thing, we get together, we talk, mm-hmm. and why do you think it's hard for women to not keep on just the spiritual level when they're talking to other women from church in a group setting?
I think that normally women in general are very, they're kind of guarded if they don't know you. That's why you talk about the social setting, like if they're friends, they go together, they're more transparent. When you come into a church setting, you're not familiar with everybody, and you know, a lot of people, you know, would say, well, I don't want my business to be out there because they say people would talk and all of that. So until you get comfortable with the environment, I find then they will open up. But not everybody will open up. They have some people that are still guarded. And I think it's how they've been housed, how they grew up, you know. You have people that are bold. And they don't care, you know. I don't care who talk about me. I am just going to talk. This is my issue. I've gone through this, you know, and I feel that it will help someone else. But then you have people that, I don't want my business all over Barbados. And so you get that in church. And it's because they probably they can't feel out the environment.
But do you find that there are actually a lot of people who will go and tell out what they hear
No, but women talk. And I believe that everybody has a friend. Mm-hmm. So they might not go to talk it out, but you have a best friend. So you go and tell this best friend, and that best friend may have a friend. And that I think that that's how talk gets around. But I don't think that people, initially want to go and gossip.
So maliciously, they're not going out there. They're just saying, I heard of somebody's situation.
Right.
And then they carried out on. Okay.
That's right.
Okay. So, as a woman, how do you help other women be more open out there?
But I would say start sharing, because I really believe that, and if you're talking Christian, I really believe that God allows you to go through situations to help somebody. So if you think of it like that, okay, I have something and I really believe that my issue or my circumstance was not just for me, that it can help somebody. That's the beginning. I would say share your story. Is you share your testimony. It's like a testimony. A testimony that you went through or a situation that you went through. It will help somebody else. So that is the beginning. And I believe that once you start, you become more confident. You know, and that's really Holy Spirit also doing a work in your life, where you come to a place, you know, I really don't care what people kind of think about me. I just want to help somebody else. so they're not ashamed to say that they've been, you know, raped or they've been molested or but that comes to a place of maturity because you're guarded. When something like that happens, when trauma happens, you kind of protect yourself, you know, and it's not easy to just open up and share. But when, you know, you realize, hey, I can help somebody else that might need to come out or need to get help or something. And I find that when that happens, what would happen, you know, the person, a person might not get up and say, but they will go to that person because they can kind of identify this person went through, right? This person went through my situation. So they will come privately and say, you know, tell them your story because they've had the experience.
It was about connection.
Yeah.
And the first hurdle is to get over shame.
Yeah.
Because shame fear.
That shame fear thing. You know, because you feel like it is only me.
Mm-hmm.
It's only me that went through my situation. But when you start to speak, then you realize, like, a lot of people that went through stuff too.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's quite common.
Yeah.
So when you encounter someone who has that shame factor, I mean, how can you get somebody out of it? Like, suppose somebody at your workplace, you know a little bit of their story, mm-hmm. but they won't talk to somebody. You suggest, you know, maybe come to my pastor or somebody, our counselor, but they are so full of shame and I guess fear. How do you broach that to somebody to, you know, to help them get their healing?
I think first, because when any person, like a person that have gone through trauma or abuse or anything like that, you always feel it's your fault. Mm-hmm. I probably made them do this, you know, and you then have to bring them to the understanding. For example, adult interfering with a child, how can it be a child's fault? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, that person, something is wrong with that person, probably. And half the time, maybe they went through the same trauma.
Yeah.
And they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Because when things like that happen, you realize that love and is warped. When any person has been hurt or traumatized in that way, they have a warped sense of understanding what love is and what, you know, care. Because that's how the people, a person will come to molest you. They will build your confidence and try to feel that they love you better than anybody else. So that open door to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because they might have been coerced in that way as well. So I would, you know, identify, you know, try to tell them that it's not your fault. And you know, there's nothing that you can, even in abuse, a husband and a wife, you know, a husband being abusive or a wife being abusive. Because nowadays you have women abusing men.
Yeah.
And the man might be embarrassed because how can he go and tell his work colleagues, because he's supposed to be macho. And so you try to, you know, let them know that it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. So there's no need to be ashamed, you know, or afraid, and you coming out can help somebody else that is trapped in an environment like that. And you win their confidence because a person is not going to come into you and start to rattle off their story, you know, unless they really feel comfortable with you. Mm-hmm. So you don't go into people's business, you know, like that. You win their confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, you chat with them and you get that sense of, you know, I got your back, I'm here protecting you, because the whole trust factor is broken. So they don't trust nobody, male nor female. So they come in to sense, you know, where you're gonna go with this and all of that. And once they build your confidence, then they start to break down their story or pull off the layers, you know, and then, you know, you encourage them, you know, your story can help someone else.
This is a first time we've gotten so deep,
you know, as serious.
We promise. She doesn't only talk.
Yeah, she.
And counsel anymore. So tell us a little bit. Well, tell them a little bit about you.
Me?
Yeah. Who is mommy?
Who am I?
Who is mommy? Other than your titles, because she said she doesn't want us to announce
her titles.
Introduce her as her titles.
So she's here as mommy.
Mommy.
So tell us about yourself, mommy.
Do you enjoy hanging out with us?
Y'all hang out? Y'all don't hang out?
I mean, right now. This is hanging out. You're talking with us. When's the last time you sat down and had a long conversation with us? Other than Sunday.
You're correct. Because y'all always running and hiding in y'all's rooms. Y'all find comfort in your room. I like to talk. I like to, and y'all know, because you know me. I am very frank. I don't know how to be polished. You know, when you would say, mommy, you can't say that kind of thing. Because I am not a person that beats around the bush. I like to say, and I just like to say.
She likes to say it as it is.
As it is, you know. So who am I? I am a very, I can't tell you that people think that I'm bold, because there are times when I don't feel bold. But I will tell you that if I have an opinion, I would share my opinion.
If you want it.
Very much so. If you would share that opinion,
I would share my opinion.
And you would just have to.
And maybe I might
call.
Maybe I might convince you to come over, my friend. Even if I'm wrong. But I love people. I am a people's person. I love being sociable. But there's still a private side of me. I like myself, being by myself as well. But I will embrace people. I know that sometimes when Chanel comes and rests herself on me or whatever, like, I would ask her. I would say, "What do you want? What do you want?" Kind of thing.
That's the last time I'm showing any emotion.
Oh my goodness!
But I should show emotions. I don't know if I get that from my mom though, because my mom was not a very
touchy-feely,
but I know that she loved.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that she loved us, and she would do anything for us and all that. And I'm sure the same thing here with these children, you know.
Yes,
mommy,
we know that you love us.
Yeah, but I am a people's person. I like people. I like to reach out to people. I like to help people. I think that my comfort zone is one-on-one, you know, talking to people one-on-one. I don't like the up there, but I know that God is calling me to be the up there. And is it comfortable? No, it's not. But I want to be obedient, so I come out and do it.
Okay. So as our mother, one of our biggest supporters, by the way, she listens to our podcast every week. She asks us when we're going to have another episode. Thank you very much. We hear you listening to the podcast more than once when you dedication. What are your thoughts about us starting a podcast? Are you surprised?
Very. But I was pleased, because I believe that you have a lot of gifts, a lot of talents, you know, that you can help people, because people believe that you have to go through stuff to help people, and that is really a lie, you know. I think that when you overcome, you are better able to when you didn't do stuff, when you didn't go there and smoke and drink and all of that, the fact that you, God kept you, and you, you know, and you are able to say that I have never done these things. You've got better testimony. You got a testimony of God's keeping power, that, you know, that you're not weak. And, you know, because sometimes we go around saying we want testimony. I never do this. And no, I think the fact that God kept you is great. And I, so I believe that too, y'all have a lot to offer. And there's a counselor inside of both of you. And I think that sometimes people need to hear real stuff, real talk. And I think that you have the ability to do that. So I'm glad to see that you're, they're glad that you're doing stuff. I always use a tease, y'all, let's do this and let's do the show. And
you're very much so.
That. Because we have, I really believe that you have a lot to offer. So I was pleased, and I've been listening to it, cracking up. What I like about it is the casualness of it. Because I find that we are so formal with everything. Everything has to be formal. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have structure. Structure is important. But sometimes you just need to relax and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it here. We were just complimented by your mother.
We have it on record. We will play this over.
Look, they're giving me a bad name that I don't compliment them. I always trying to push them and they will give me this eye. Mommy.
You know?
Mommy.
So what are your views on singleness? Especially single people in the church. You heard a bit from the other single.
Yeah, I was happy when I even, you know, sat and heard Liana, because, you know, what she was saying, because oftentimes we are looking for that man to be ready. And I'm often saying, what about the women? The women need to be ready. I remember growing up, you know, I felt I wanted to be married, and every month I used to call it my closet. I bought things preparing for our wedding, household stuff.
You serious?
Yeah, I used to call it my bottom, like, yeah, like little things I would go wear and all of that. Yeah,
that is a level of preparation. Not even I.
All I'm doing is looking for pictures of Pinterest.
No, Pinterest. What is Pinterest, mommy? Rot stuff.
Buying little household things and things that I might like, and so that when I was, you know, getting married, my list, my gift list was limited, because I would have had some stuff. I would have had some sheet sets and all of those kind of things. But now I call it my bottom closet kind of thing.
Pathetic.
Yeah, preparing yourself. And so I really believe that you need to prepare yourself, and not just prepare yourself with physical stuff, but internally as well, because you, when two people coming together, it's not easy. You are bringing two households together. He's housed differently and you are housed differently, so you have to be confident in you, because sometimes people get married to think, oh man, I can get this guy and he's going to be, you know, with me in my space all the time. And you might meet a fella that like to be alone, in the sense of, you know, he goes away and finds himself in his, what I call it, man cave or whatever. And now you're coming home thinking, you know, this man gonna be in your face all the time. And he gone to downtime with his music and all of that. And if you're not confident in you, you would start to believe, is something wrong with me? You know, he's...
You're talking from experience.
Yeah, because that's how your father is. He loves his music. And when he comes home, he likes to unwind by himself. And then we will come together and we will start to chat. So, you know, if you're not confident in who you are and you see this person 2 years and a house by themselves, he gone one direction and you gone in another direction, then you expect, you know, we are going to be all up in each other's face, starry eye and all of that, you know, because we watch a lot of Lifetime movies and
Hollywood.
So, you know, but they're so you're bringing, and that's why I believe that counseling is important. So you talk about these things before you go and get married. But I really believe that you need to find yourself as a single person or an unmarried person first. You're confident in you. That's why take yourself out to dinner, take yourself out for lunch, you know, go and enjoy yourself. Be comfortable with you. Be comfortable with you.
So do you think as single people, you should also do counseling for yourself?
Yeah. I feel that you should prepare yourself. If this is what you want, and you're looking at you getting married, you want to realize, you know, you want to make sure that you're not messed up.
True.
You ain't got issues.
I agree. Fully agree with that.
So I think that you should, you know, go and seek counsel and, you know, see where you're at, get ideas with financial, you know, how to be financially well debt free, because you got a lot of people that are in debt and they want to get married to get out of debt, to help for a person to help get out of debt.
They but I really billionaire to get them.
That's right. This prince.
African prince. The Nigerian prince.
Run away from me. Anyway, I won't go into that one. So, the big question. Do you believe in a wand?
Oh.
No.
You don't think that daddy was the one?
No, I believe that you can be compatible with more than one person. I really believe that God gives us, God is a God of excellence and awesomeness, if this is such a word. It is, right? Yeah, okay. See, that's the English scholar. God is a God of giving us choice from the very beginning, and I think he wants you to meet people and get to know people. I've heard people talking about, you know, I'm getting married to this person but I really don't love them. How can you get married to somebody that you don't love or attracted to them?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you have people that trying to be, and I don't want to be so spiritual. And you know, you're not attracted. God made us, give us the ability to be attracted to each other. When I saw your father, the first thing that attracted me to him was, and it might sound funny, was his bow legs. Why?
That were these bow legs.
Because my dad had bow legs. But then also, I like his teeth, I like his hands, he had clean hands, you know, not a lot of dirt on you know, those things, because I was saying, you know, these hands have to hold you at some point in time, and things. So you were attracted to the individual, and then you grow in love by conversation. We had great conversations, you know, great talks. You know, he knew what I liked about him, that he knew where he was going. From that age, he was a leader then, but you saw leadership qualities, you know, in him. And all of those things attracted me to him. He wasn't up in my eyes saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are so beautiful. In fact, those kind of things turn you off. I want to hear that you're talking sense. And that was the attraction. But I believe that there could be another person out there that I could have been attracted to. Mm-hmm. So I don't say that there's the one, but right now he's the one, and it's been 38 years now, you know, the first one real boyfriend that I had. And you know, I can't tell you that I heard thunder from heaven.
Oh shit.
And I'm not saying that that people don't hear and God speak and all, but in my case, you know, I met this guy. In fact, he was introduced to me. In fact, I saw him before he was introduced to me, just by passing, you know, and I look and I say, that guy looks good, and went my way. And then at the end of it, his brother brought him to me, not knowing that he was checking me out as well. And that's how it started. And the rest is history.
Okay. Unfortunately,
my mommy's not already getting started. Mommy's getting started.
She could go on and on. But so we'll probably have her on another time in the future.
For another little chat.
Not probably, you have to have
her on. Okay, we will have her on.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mommy.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, it was a pleasure. And I'm excited where this will go.
She will listen to this.
She will listen to this one.
Maybe more than two, twice. Thank you very much, Mommy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.